Masechet Horayot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will talk about the Par Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Gadol, in unique situations, has to bring also a certain type of sacrifice when he makes a mistake. Originally, when Aharon HaKohen was appointed as Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu poured anointing oil on him, and it continued like that all the way through the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, when it became inevitable that the Jewish people were going to be sent into exile and the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. The Kohanim hid the anointing oil, the Shemen HaMishha, to not allow it to fall into the hands of the enemy. From that point on, the Kohen Gadol was noticed and became the Kohen Gadol by wearing the 8 garments the Kohen Gadol wears, as opposed to the 4 that a regular Kohen wears. There were unique situations where the Kohen Gadol, if he committed an unintentional sin, had to bring a special type of Korban Hatat called the Par Kohen Mashiach. That's only if he was an anointed Kohen Gadol. If he was a Kohen Gadol later on, like we said in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, where they only wore the clothes, that type of Kohen would not have to bring it. The type of situation would be similar to the Pat He'elem Davar, where 2 things have to take place. The Kohen Gadol, who was anointed, had to have given a mistaken ruling. He permitted something that the Torah forbade, and then he followed his own ruling and did that action by making a sin. If he just made a sin and he acted, and he made a mistake, for example, he ate chalev thinking that it was allowed, but it wasn't allowed, he would not have to bring a korban in that type of situation. It's only if he gave a ruling and then followed that ruling. Uniquely, actually, even though everyone else would have to bring a korban hatat in that case, the kohen over here would not have to bring any type of korban. Once it's not the Par Kohen Mashiach, he would not have to bring another type of korban. It's also a young bull, and the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeah HaZahav, and the meat is burned outside of Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says, Horah Kohen Mashiach le'atzmo shogeg, ve'asa shogeg mevi par. If the anointed Kohen made an unintentional ruling where he allowed something that was really forbidden, and he did it for himself, and then he acted on it unintentionally. He thought it was still permitted, like he ruled. In that case, his mevi pari brings a bull, the par kohen mashiach. But in the following cases, he would not have to bring that type of korban. Shogeg ve'asa mezid. If the kohen over here unintentionally ruled that something was allowed, even though it wasn't, but then he did the act intentionally. What that means is he made the incorrect ruling, but then he realized his mistake, and he did the action anyway. Mezid v'asa shogeg, if he intentionally ruled incorrectly, he knew he was giving an incorrect ruling, but then he acted unintentionally. That means he ruled that the act was permitted, even though he knew that it was forbidden, but later on he forgot that it was forbidden, and he thought that it really was permitted, so he followed through with it. In all of these cases, patur, he's exempt from the korban. If he did the sin intentionally, he would not have to bring the korban, because the korban is only brought for a unintentional sin. And if he ruled intentionally something wrong, he would not have to bring korban, because even if he committed the sin later on unintentionally, because shehora'at kohen mashiach le'atzmo kehora'at bedin la'sibur, because the law for the kohen over here, it's a ruling for himself, like the with the par kohen mashiach, it's the same like the court's ruling for the community when it comes to the par he'elem davar. What do we mean by that? Just like the par he'elem davar, we said, has to have 2 things. The court has to rule, it has to make a mistake in a ruling, and then the community has to follow through with that ruling also within that mistake. So same here, and here's the punchline. The Par Kohen Mashiach is brought only when the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake in a ruling, and then he himself follows through with it without realizing that it was a mistake.